The following recording, Alberta 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamagetsukure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from a little town, not so little now, but in my time it was a little town about 30 miles west of Edmonton, Alberta, which is, if you were to go straight north from Missoula, Montana, you would sort of hit Edmonton, kind of. And so that's where I'm from, a farming community called Spruce Grove. But I spent a lot of time in the city of Edmonton. Spent a little time in Toronto, and a little time in Vancouver, and I've done shows in Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Regina, those are in Saskatchewan, and I've done shows in Quebec, and I think that's about as far as east as I've been. Ah, I've been to Halifax. We had one horse that didn't belong to us. It was my cousin's. He never rode it, but it lived on our farm. Plenty of dogs. Dogs would arrive unannounced. I don't know where they came from. People would drop their animals off in the country if they didn't want them anymore, and us being the saps that we were, would take them in. I remember winter was always lots of fun because Dad would plow our long driveway, so we had a huge hill of snow that we could toboggan down. Well, we're on a long country road, so you had to walk a fair distance. Our nearest neighbors were like a 5-minute walk, and those were the Van Vliets, and it was great because they, in their barn, they had a rope with a pulley that went along the top of the barn, so you could go up on the haystack and swing down on the rope, and it would swing all the way to the end of the barn. It was a long ride. It was a lot of fun, and they had horses that we could ride. It's fantastic. You know, you don't know a country unless you live in it for a little while. You can visit it and go, oh yeah, I know America, but I didn't know America. I know it a little bit better now.